This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Weather records are falling daily as warm temperatures continue to persist across the state. New high temperature records were set yesterday in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and Alamosa. Denver and Colorado Springs are at new records for latest measurable snowfall. Meanwhile, Colorado's snowpack is at 58% of average. That's a slow start. Representative Shane Sandridge, a Republican from El Paso County, opposes abortion, but he says abortion rights are likely here to stay in Colorado, no matter what the Supreme Court rules in its ongoing abortion cases.
You know, obviously the population as a whole doesn't look at abortion like I do in Colorado, you know, so I don't think it's really going to change anything.
Sandridge dismissed a plan by Colorado Democrats to put a reproductive rights law into state books. He called it, quote, pandering. Other conservatives say the Supreme Court cases could provide new opportunities in Colorado. Colorado State University has fired its head football coach after a disappointing season. Steve Adazio coached 16 games for the Rams. He won just 4 times over his 2 seasons with the team. The university says a national search for his replacement will begin immediately. The team hasn't played in a postseason bowl game since 2017 when it lost to Marshall University in the New Mexico Bowl. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. And speaking of breaking records and record high temperatures, the Front Range is seeing highs today ranging from the high 50s to the mid 60s, and there is no snow in sight across much of the state, though parts of the Front Range and the Western Slope might see a little bit of snow come Monday.